Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, first day of spring, and a man with a spring in his step, Ted Johnson.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you guys?
We fit.
It's good
Ted.
To see you.
What's up, buddy?
Do I need to be worried about a gray shirt?
No, you do not.
Okay, that doesn't imply like you're in a gray mood.
Oh, no, definitely not. No,
you're
no he's in a business mood. You had a busy morning this morning.
It says, thank
you.
Yeah,
I was talking to the North Shores Chamber of Commerce this morning.
Oh.
About
brag.
Kicking ass?
About just my life's journey, where it went there for a little bit, and where I am now and how I got here, that kind of stuff.
Was it a catered event?
It was very much catered. The the buffet had a buffet line. I just missed the buffets.
God, they didn't even give you a to-go container, like one of those nice clamshells you could throw a couple tips in?
They would have if I wanted to, but it was just fun to go down the buffet line. I haven't been down one in forever.
Absolutely.
You get to go back twice. Absolutely. If you want.
And you can get whatever you want, and if you don't like it, you don't eat it. Eat the other thing on your plate.
It's amazing.
How does anyone not make room for Ted Johnson in a buffet line?
You skip the salad, right? That just takes up room on the plate.
Exactly. Totally. Could,
you and guys.
Two awakened 180 guys that get it.
I was a little disappointed.
Salad
they
takes
didn't
up
really
room
have
the
a
plate.
Dessert kind of buffet, you know, like the ice cream buffet
or like
cookie
those little
buffet.
Variety of pastries.
But nonetheless, the folks at North Shore Chamber of Commerce were awesome, and we had a great presentation. So I'm repping my my team, my company that I'm a spokesperson for.
And before we move on to 3-point, did you nail it?
Crushed it.
Yeah,
nice.
Stuck it.
Nice.
Do you actually walk off those and sometimes go, that wasn't my best one?
I just kind of, all the time.
But
all
this was a drop the mic one?
This one was. I got a lot of laughs. I got a lot of applaud.
Nice job.
So very.
Nobody
very,
got hurt.
No one got hurt. No one got hurt, bud.
That's good.
Yep.
All right. You know what time it is. It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. 3-point stance time.
3-point stance time.
319.
319.
319.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, Dan, before you get going, I got to just say, my favorite part of that is Tua going, yeah, here we go.
That's Dak.
Oh, is that Dak?
That's
Dak. Dak.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Dak.
That spawned a whole social wave media of people just using the Dak Prescott line in real life.
Okay, here we go.
It's awesome. It's hilarious.
Some would say it's the best part of his game right now.
Oh, that's true. That's very, very true.
Everything after that cadence kind of goes downhill.
Question. It does.
Some would argue. But this is the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we continue, this hour of Afternoons is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% on a brand new metal roofing system during their Spring Into Savings event. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com for details. Okay, three hosts, three takes on the three biggest stories of the day, or whatever they're hot on today. Mm. Our order, as always, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host gets 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening take on whatever they're hot on, and then we open it up for discussion at the table. Andy Hart, are you ready today?
Born ready.
Born ready? All right. Well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So I've been ranting and raving a bit about Drake May already in the show, and that's where I'm going to continue to go here, because something has been bothering me in this whole idea of Tom Curran saying they want to surround Drake May with good guys and they want the perfect huddle. The other 10 guys are like St. Bregmans, a whole team of St. Bregmans around him. And it bothers me because, A, I believe he can handle more than that. But more importantly, I think it's coming at a cost of talent. Talent around Drake May. I believe Drake May can overcome a bad culture apple here or there. Maybe a receiver who's a bit of a dink. You know what I think he's going to have trouble overcoming? Not having talent around him in said huddle. And they are still very much lacking in playmakers and a left tackle. So the question keeps popping into my head. What's more irresponsible? What's worse for Drake May and the Patriots? Surrounding him with bad culture guys? Or failing to surround him with the type of talent that a quarterback needs to succeed at the NFL level? I think the second thing is worse because I have a lot of confidence in Drake May's ability to lead and overcome and mold other players and take them in the right direction. What I don't have confidence in, if he throws the ball, as was famously said, he cannot catch it too. He needs playmakers around him. Don't worry about the culture. Get some talent.
I hope you come back to this, Dan, because I got a new thought and theory on this very topic kind of percolating that wouldn't mind getting out. So
okay, I'll put a little star next to it. We'll remember that one. All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, your time is now. Are you ready?
Oh, I suppose.
Well, I hope you suppose, because your time starts right now.
And I suppose that right now I am staring at this nifty website, MLB.com, MLB.com. You guys ever been there before? Tremendously informative. It's no WEEI.com, but it's an excellent site if you like baseball. And right alongside the banner of the top headlines of the day, story and position battles for the 2025 spring training in Boston highlighted. Marcelo Mayer already lining up to start at second base for Red Sox? Quote, I'm always ready for anything. Gentlemen, we have been debating and wondering aloud for weeks now on end in this on this improved Red Sox roster, a team that many think can compete for the AL East title. Hell, Ted, they may be able to give a run at the entire AL thing entirely and then lose in five to the Dodgers, which would be awesome. But we've been talking about who's going to win the second base battle. Well, they want Christian Campbell to win it, Andy, because isn't he the second coming of Barry Bonds, or so we've been told?
Indeed.
How about...
I thought it was Vaughn Grissom, no?
Vaughn Grissom, what happened to him?
Yeah, he got sent down.
Yeah, he got sent down once again.
David that didn't Hamilton? Work.
David Hamilton? Huh. Nope. David Hamilton looks like he could maybe make the roster because he proved his size and everything. Guys, we may be sleeping on the shortstop of the future playing second base. Marcelo Mayer may have been the answer all along, almost hitting 400 this spring. He's so ready to go. I need one of the kids on the roster. I want Marcelo Mayer's talents on the opening day roster.
It's a cup filleth over with all these problems.
I'm telling you guys, we have been sleeping on this. He's making the roster.
You've been sleeping during shows?
Yes. You didn't notice? No. Oh, it's probably during one of the many sermons you deliver.
Okay. So we have Drake May needs some good players, and Marcelo Mayer, we've been sleeping on him in spring training. Ted Johnson, last but certainly not least, are you ready?
Let's go, bud.
All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so this is a lot of rules that are being presented. Change of the rules in football, this is what's been talking about. A lot of talk around the tush-push. The Packers' proposed rule change is that it would prohibit an offensive player from immediately pushing a teammate who was lined up directly behind the snapper as they receive the snap. Effectively, this would ban the tush push You guys know how I feel about that. Mm. I know how you guys feel about that. But just to kind of succinctly put it into perspective, I'm going to let the flight attendants of Total Bastards Airline of SNL tell you exactly what I think of the tush push.
Bye-bye. Hey, you live here in Pittsburgh?
No, actually, I'm here.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, could you tell
me? I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
What part don't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye, tush push. This needs to go. I'm tired of the tush push. Please, if they allowed the defense to push defensive linemen into the offensive linemen while the offensive linemen are being pushed by the quarterback and the running backs, then I would say it's a fair play. It is not a fair play, and thus should not be allowed, and thus needs to go. Get on out. I don't like the Packers propose this because they got beat by the Eagles. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. This is not a football play, and they need to get rid of it, man. It's just, come on, guys.
More like the losers, not the Packers.
Oh, okay. You want to run with that, or you?
No, I'm good.
I was going to say that one out, guys, there.
I'm actually going to bring it to Lambeau when we're there for the draft show.
He just said. You guys are going to the draft?
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't get my tickets. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got other things involved.
Anyways, so we have Drake May needs to be surrounded by talent regardless of culture. Marcelo Meyer has been slept upon, and the tush push should be pushed out the door, courtesy of the Green Bay Packers. All right, Ted, you requested a moment on this topic, so I'm going to hand it back to you on the Drake May surrounded by talent conversation that was brought up by Andy. What was your response to that?
All right, so here's how I'm thinking this is going. Everybody's talking about the diva wide receivers, that they don't want diva wide receivers because it might hurt the development of the young quarterback in Drake May. You know, they're worried about him. You know, maybe Joe Milton, right? Perhaps you mentioned Joe Milton. Maybe his presence is, and I don't know too much. You know, I have a feeling on that. I think there might be some truth to that. But when it comes to the diva wide receivers, I think what they're doing is they're not telling you the real truth, which is I don't think Josh McDaniels likes to work with diva receivers. Josh McDaniels, who is all about his scheme and his plays are, he thinks very much like Kyle Shanahan does, where if I draw this play up, it should be executed correctly. It's not my fault that the play doesn't work. It's the player's fault. That mentality, I think Josh McDaniels has, and I think he doesn't like working with big name diva wide receivers. It's not as much they're trying to protect Drake May. It's more about what Josh McDaniels is comfortable working with. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Josh McDaniels, wow.
Yeah.
Because the word at the combine was the Pats were out on Diggs and had no interest. So why 3 weeks later would that change and they would have him in for a visit? Unless either A, there's desperation.
They're hearing all of us.
There's desperation.
I think just money. They're like, wow, we're really far into this. How cheap can we get him for?
You can get him really cheap.
Come on, why are we still playing really the cheap? How much is this guy going to cost game? Freaking, do they just rename it the Bargain 19 Center? I'm building 19 Center. Rename it the Bargain Center. Rename it Ocean State Job Stadium. Like, enough.
One point about this that I think is very, very important is, do you guys want a guy that's not going to play for your team until the end of November? Do you want to bring in a guy?
How do we know? Because I was looking at this. Do you know Wes Welker tore his ACL in January 2010, I believe it was January 2nd, in Texas against the Houston Texans, obviously missed the ass whooping that they got from the Baltimore Ravens. Guess who was in the starting lineup in September?
The shell
of Wes Welker. He was terrible. He talked a lot about it.
He was not great.
It was the only year he didn't catch 100 balls. He was down significantly.
Yeah.
He talked, I think, by November, he said, I'm starting to feel like I can actually run routes the way I'm supposed to.
So he got out there
That was January.
He pulled an Aaron Rodgers. Like, I can get out there, but I'm not really ready.
But don't forget, that was January.
No, I know.
With of course, my number one Boston sports villain of all time, Bernard Pollard, in coverage. He is.
I know, but he didn't touch him.
Doesn't matter. He was there. But also, so now this was a non-contact injury for Diggs October 27th. I know Kendrick Bourne now looks a measure or step faster than before because it does take time, and Bourne is now 17 months into his rehab. Yeah. I hear it takes time, Ted. You're the professional athlete. I'm just the bozo with a mic. But
I don't like the fact that he's not going to be there in August, September, October. Like, very important. I just can't imagine him being back at the start of the season. There are examples. Hell, Adrian Peterson came back and looked phenomenal, but the odds would say that it's a year-long injury.
It's 9 times out of 10 or 99 out of 100, it takes. They can get out there and I agree with you, but the problem is you've reached desperation point.
Okay.
Like, all the other guys are gone. Yeah. Now you're sifting through the damaged goods.
If you sign him, fine. That doesn't. Do you keep looking for a receiver?
Absolutely. You draft one. You.
I would consider him like a third or fourth at best.
How about this?
With an injury,
you sign Stephon Diggs. Everybody loves the idea of trading for Jacoby Myers, and you draft a second round receiver. You bring in three receivers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think Jacoby's on the market. But
I don't either. But Curran keeps saying he is.
Okay.
Your boy Curran, exactly. We'll ask him again.
We have 15 minutes until we talk to NBC Sports Boston's Tom E. Curran about just these very matters, and I want to know why they would have the about face on bringing in Steph Diggs. If anyone's going to have an idea, it best be Curran.
So, Ted, just to push back a little bit on your McDaniels theory,
yeah,
which I don't hate, because coaches evolve and change, yeah, and so he obviously had Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And when he went to Vegas, the first thing he did was get Davante Adams. Now, yep, maybe that soured him. Maybe he's like, that was a bad move. Maybe that was the beginning of the end, because they gave up a first and a third, maybe, and then gave him a boatload of money. I forgot exactly the deal. That would be my pushback. Is this a new evolution of his hesitance to have a diva receiver?
Right. No, but the Davante Adams is unique in the sense because he did trade for Davante Adams, so that you could say that theoretically, Ted, that does, you know, that's a diva receiver. And I would say not really in Green Bay he wasn't a diva, and Josh knew that Davante loved playing with Derek Carr, his former collegiate teammate. So that, to me, is a unique kind of situation. Other than that, I just think I think Josh thinks very similarly to how Bill Belichick thinks about the wide receiver position.
Anyone in there?
He doesn't. Right. It's about the scheme. It's about the system. It's not about the players. It's about the plays we come up with is more important than the talent.
That's my thing.
You know what? How many times have you heard them say he's not a good fit for Josh McDaniels' offense?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I just heard it about Deebo Samuel.
So they're making it sound like Drake can't handle it. I don't think Josh McDaniels wants to coach guys he likes, very similar to his buddy Bill. And so he doesn't want to bring in these Deebo guys.
I love the tone.
I like sarcastic Ted is fun.
The best Ted. And he's coming in hot today. I love it. I don't know where we're going in the next 3 hours, but it's going to be fun.
So I see what happens. Good speech, good vibes comes in, clear of mind, and then you can really speak your piece. Good.
You left one thing out.
What's that?
Good speech, good vibes, good buffet.
Good buffet.
Ted comes in hot.
Yeah, they shelled the shrimp for him. He didn't even have to fight through the claws or the poop vein.
But you guys were willing to think that maybe is an option.
I get it, but he did bring in some, he did have Davante Adams in Vegas.
Because Derek Carr was the quarterback. Yep. Yep.
And they were best buddies. Yep. How'd that work out?
Yep. Well, it didn't actually end well. And my other thing is about diva receivers is most of them aren't divas if you're throwing them the ball and scoring points and having some success, right? Like, even in Vegas, the first year, Davante Adams was awesome. The second year, we got all those clips about, I'm going to die if I stay in this place. I got to get out of this effing place as he throws his helmet.
That's because Garoppolo threw him hospital ball after hospital ball.
But that's my point. Again, if you have faith in Drake May, is he good? Is Drake May good?
Oh, he's special.
Okay, so if Drake May is special, I assume when a diva receiver comes in, he's going to be like, that guy's good. I'm going to get him the ball, right? Isn't that simple logic?
Yeah, but what if he's not getting enough targets and then he tells all the other guys, we're running the ball too
much? Why won't he get targets? If I'm Drake May and I'm looking at Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and then DK, I'm throwing to DK.
How easy would it be to be the best receiver in that room?
Thank you.
There's a great example of this already with Stephon Diggs that should kind of maybe caution you to this take, because Stephon Diggs was a wide receiver in Buffalo with a very young quarterback.
Yep.
How did that work out?
Great. 1,500 yards and 120 catches. Led the NFL in both.
Why'd they let him go? Why did Stephon?
Because on the back end, he became a dink when he wanted a new contract and more money.
So he became a dink. Because he's a diva.
After a couple years.
The first year, he was an all-pro first team. Second year, Pro Bowl. Third year, all-pro second team. Then the contract's running out. Want new contract. Become a dink. Get rid of him before he's... It's the Randy Moss thing. Mm-hmm. Worked out. And then when he started to be the Pied Piper in the locker room, Bill's like, I can't have this anymore. He wants a new deal.
Holy
Get the hell out.
Guys, look at this. In Buffalo, his targets, he averaged, you ready for this? He averaged, last year, he had 64 targets, guys, in those 8 games. In those 4 years in Buffalo, his average target, 161 a year.
Oh, I know. That's why he wasn't a dink for most of it.
Holy mackerel.
But he was for longer than he should have been. I do think he's a problem. But a good quarterback utilizes him
it's
as long as
he's... potential problem, Andy. You've invited people over your house before that eat too much and drink too much. And,
it's the injury stuff that, I mean, if he's not available till early November and the end of November, what's
nobody
the point?
Is. Brandon Ayuk isn't either. You've reached the point where you let the ones that are available go to other places. DK went to a different place, like these other options.
Yeah.
Debo went to another place. The options that were available, Cup
is going to be... All of those guys that he just listed, Ted, will be ready at the start of the season.
For different teams.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. So allow me to then take it one step further. Would you rather trade for Ayuk, knowing full well that he's not going to be ready until at least the middle of the season, or would you rather sign Diggs?
I'd probably go with Ayuk. He's
4 years younger.
With the $22 million down payment on April 1st.
Yeah, I don't care about the money. That's not my money, and they have plenty of it. So the money is no big deal. It's not even a factor.
I'd sign Diggs. I know that sounds crazy coming out of
I'd go
my
back
mouth.
In the time machine and get DK Metcalf. The one who is healthy, wants to be a number one, didn't want to be here, but... I don't know. Ended
could have
up
been
in
talked into it. Like,
reports are Diggs is here in town right now. Doing
last night and today. Yeah.
So I'm hoping before the end of the day we have an answer, a resolution on this thing.
We could.
I don't think he signed.
Are they cheap or are they hypocrites? That's one of the two options.
I think, Andy, the belief from the people that we mentioned earlier and those on the beat is that he's coming in to start his market.
And then they're being used, and they're dumber than I thought they were, because that's a bad job by them, because it undercuts the narrative of the offseason that they had already put in place with a lot of hard work starting at the combine.
Who's dumber, the Patriots or the Beat guys?
That's a fair debate to be had on a future three-point stance.
Do not.
617-779-7937. That was a passionate three-point stance where we really only got to debate the second time around on one of them. We may revisit a couple of those points later. Certainly the tush push.
No, I'm right. We don't need to discuss it anymore.
No, you're not. And there's other rules changes. And just because you're taking a victory lap, they haven't gotten rid of it yet, and they often don't unless the competition committee jumpstarts that initiative.
What part don't you get, the buh or the bye?
Bye-bye.
I think it's here to stay. You can't do that to the Super Bowl champs. We'll get to that later here on WEEI Afternoons, because up next, Fitzy talked about it. We're going to get the down low and the dirty from Tom Curran about everything that's going on with the Patriots. Most importantly, Stephon Diggs. Why is he here visiting? Could he be here playing come the fall? Tom Curran up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Boston Celtics have been sold to private equity investor Bill Chisholm for an initial $6.1 billion, with the final valuation to reach $7.3 billion. This is the most ever paid for a professional sports team, topping the $6 billion that Josh Harris paid in 2023 for the NFL's Washington Commanders. Sources then told ESPN Shams Charania that Wick Grosbeck will continue as the franchise's CEO and governor through the 2027-28 season. The Celtics, meanwhile, start a six-game road trip tomorrow night that begins in Utah. The Bruins visit the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in the first of a five-game Western road trip. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. Boston enters play tonight 4 points out of the playoffs. Free agent wide receiver Stephon Diggs visited Foxborough yesterday to meet with the Patriots. Per ESPN's Mike Reese, the 31-year-old was seventh in the NFL in receptions before tearing his ACL on October the 27th while playing for Houston. And the Raiders have signed Patriots restricted free agent linebacker Christian Ellis to an offer sheet. The team has until Monday to match the offer. Going on in March Madness right now in the opening round of the tournament, Purdue beat High Point 75-63 and Creighton beat Louisville 89-75. Three games going on right now. Wisconsin is up on Montana 81-62. It is Houston over SIU. Edwardsville 50-38. And early on, Auburn has a lead over Alabama State. That score is 22-13. Right now, you can flip over to WEEI AM 850 to hear live coverage of March Madness action. You can also catch the Hockey East semifinals and finals on the Odyssey app today and tomorrow. Just search the term Hockey East. The Red Sox visit the Minnesota Twins tonight. First pitch is at 6:05. Brockton Adams, Sean Newcomb starts on the mound. He sports an 0.93 ERA this spring and is considered to be a candidate for a spot in the team's starting rotation. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tommy Curran joins the guys, and that's next.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon at 3:30. That means it's time for Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Curran brought to you by Drains by James. It's Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipe lining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom Curran, how we doing this first day of spring?
Good, really good. It's kind of warm out there. You know, it's almost a humid warmth out there. You guys have been in there for a couple hours, but, you know, it's a nice humid warmth out there, Ted.
You know what that means, what TC's doing.
Yep.
Swinging the old golf club.
He's in the are you doing this from the simulator, Tom?
No, I'm actually doing work today, but I might, soon after, I might toddle over to the golf club.
Hit a couple
balls. I think I might work on some... I want to get better from 10 feet and in.
It's the hardest thing in the world. 15 feet and in is a nightmare.
I find all of it hard. So
do you know the tour pros only make 50% of their 8-foot putts?
I did not know
I
that.
I did not.
Yeah, a little known fact.
There you go.
So, but the thing is, we all, or at least Ted, I know, and the other kids here, there's some of us who 3-putt from 8 feet, and they would never do that. Mm-hmm. They would never, ever do that.
That's true.
There's nothing better, Tom, than having a par 3 on in 2, in and 5. It's the best.
Live that life many times. Tom, I'm not going to ask you about the yellow jacket that the Twitch chatters want me to ask you about. We're going to skip right over that.
Loved it.
And we're going to go
yellow
to...
Yellow makes me happy.
I did laugh at
all
the
all right,
memes.
Lovey, very good.
There were a few memes on the internet that compared you to the...
Thurston Howell III?
No, the guy from the monkey cartoon. Curious
the
George.
The man in the yellow hat.
The man in the yellow jacket.
Man in the yellow jacket. So man in yellow jacket, give me the answer to this. After a few weeks or a couple weeks here of everybody saying the Patriots prioritize culture and they don't want to surround Drake May with anybody that might make his life a little bit difficult in year two, they're hosting Stephon Diggs, who's a known thorn in the side of quarterbacks. Can you explain the Stephon Diggs situation to me?
Sure. And I think we all experience this. There's hopes of what will unfold. And then there's things you're willing to tolerate. I think that in the case of a Diggs, it's probably where you would say, well, we didn't get our Eagle Scout. And this is not to contrive, you know, Stephon Diggs to be the second coming of Ray Caruth. I mean, right. You know, the guy is a pain in the ass in multiple places. So you have to decide, okay, is it better to have nobody at all and walk into the season with Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Kendrick Bourne as the top of our outside receiver group? Or is it better for us to go ahead and try and address it with someone and keep our fingers crossed? So to me, it's a sliding scale of what you're willing to tolerate from a player and the production that he'll give you. If Diggs was making $24 million a year and you anticipated he would be a pain in the posterior, you might say, we can't pay somebody that kind of money and have him be a detriment. If it's less, then maybe you can do it. There's no simple black and white conversations on all of this.
Mm. Tom, so we were then wondering exactly how you get a guy like Diggs in there. Like, some believe it may just be the Patriots wanting to answer to the fans. Oh, you know, look, we kicked the tires on a number one guy, and Diggs is right.
He's laughing at you.
I know he's not laughing at me. He's laughing at the.
I'm not laughing at him. I just think people
kowtowing to the fans, basically.
Hey, let's get a plane ticket for Stephon Diggs so that the guy in Bill Ricka who's pissed off feels better today.
Yeah, and then he's got to pay his own way at Davio's and all that. Right, it's nuts. And, you know, could Diggs trying to be fluff up his market? But then Andy and I were wondering, like, is there a chance the Patriots are afraid that Drake May is either too nice, too deferential, or potentially a little too soft, such that any wide receiver prone to histrionics or diva-like behavior could influence him in a negative way or suppress his growth?
I don't think so. I don't think that they think that. I think you just want to create the best possible atmosphere around a player. And they certainly didn't have that last year, and the kid weathered the storm pretty well. I mean, he had pains in the ass all over the offense. I mean, so to me, I look at it, I think people are making it more complicated than necessary. Did the Patriots want to have the best teammates possible for Drake May, who would nod and say, whatever you say, Drake, and here's the things that I can do on this play for you, Drake, and maybe if you try it this way, Drake? Yes, they wanted to do that. But now, with $92 million still in cap money, I mean, they have $30 million ahead of everybody else. They still don't have a wideout. They still don't have a left tackle. They have to say, well, what are we going to do? Stand here and try and get every single guy nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year? Or are we going to try and just win some games? And if the guy's a pain in the ass, we'll tell him he's being a pain in the ass. I think they're having Josh McDaniels on the offensive side of the ball. And Doug Marrone, I would think, too, Teddy, would be helpful. I mean, those are big personalities who've been head coaches. I think it can help.
Oh, no, that's a good point. That definitely would help. I'm curious, Tom, what you think about, you know, David Andrews being released, a lot of fallout from that, a lot of people critical of that decision. But the Patriots signed a couple days ago the former center for the Vikings, Garrett Bradbury. Your thoughts on just them feeling like they needed to upgrade at that position with that particular player?
When you look at his metrics from last year, according to Pro Football Focus, he let up a lot of heat on the inside, let up a lot of pressures. But they wanted to get younger. And in doing so, I think they made a commitment to getting younger and healthier and more dependable at the position. They chased Drew Dahlman. There was another center they chased as well that they didn't land. But really with David, I think they looked at the situation and said, would it be fair to him to go chase Drew Dahlman or Garrett Bradbury or any other center and let this 8-year veteran or longer than that, veteran, eight-year captain.
Yeah, 10 years, yep.
But find out that we're chasing other guys to put into his spot. So they made that decision. But I think that just as with Stephon Diggs, he's not Chris Godwin. Garrett Bradbury is not Drew Dahlman. So they're settling in positions and pivoting away from spots that, you know, they didn't get the guy necessarily who was their first choice, which is, as Vrabel pointed out, it's going to be a fact of life when all 32 teams are chasing a small pool of candidates.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons, as he does every Thursday. Tom, the Joe Milton trade speculation, rumors, reports, Where do we think that's at? Do you think there is a chance they do move Joe Milton this offseason? And if so, why? Is it just value-based, or is it Ted's theory that maybe he puts unnecessary stress and pressure on Drake May?
I definitely think there's a chance they move him, A. B, if Drake May is looking at, and I'm not discounting Ted's theory, but if Drake May is looking at Joe Milton as somebody who's about to swoop in and take his job, then he does not have the mental fortitude that I think he does. And I do think he has that kind of mental fortitude. He's got to be able to look at Joe Milton and say, I'm a better player than him. I'm more decisive. I actually move more quickly. I'm smoother in the pocket. And I'm only basing Joe Milton. God, who knows how he would have looked after 13 starts. But I think the Patriots would move him because they could get a pick that's in excess of the sixth rounder they spent on him. It was a really interesting theory from Phil today when we did the podcast with Brian Hoyer and talked about this possibility. Phil said that he had someone in the league mentioned to him that it might be hard to get a third for Joe Milton simply based on the fact that every single GM in the league passed on him in the first through fifth rounds last year. And then a year later, they're going to go, yeah, we're going to give up a third for this guy. Yeah, we all screwed up. Sorry, Mr. Owner. It's really interesting when you think of that level of, you know, because they're probably still hardwired to say, yeah, he's not that good.
You know, Tom, I just want to follow up on this real quick, buddy, because, I mean, I heard what Brian Hoyer said about Joe Milton. And just to remind people, I mean, Hoyer thinks that he would be the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. I unfortunately didn't get to listen long enough to know what your response was to that. Just your thoughts to Brian Hoyer saying he thinks Joe Milton would have been the first quarterback taken in this year's draft if he came out this year.
I don't think it's a fair fight. I don't think it's a fair comparison because you have a guy who's done it as a profession for a calendar year against guys who've not done it. The better comp would be, tell me where Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe are in a year's time and whether or not you would trade Joe Milton for any of those guys.
Gotcha.
So to me, when you're doing it as a pro, and I get his point, absolutely. But would Joe Milton, as he was at Tennessee, take away what happened in 2024 for the entire year? Would Joe Milton still be a sixth-round pick if he was in this draft? Maybe. And also, did everybody miss on Joe Milton? Or did he improve? And I definitely think he improved. You know, history will show that Alex Van Pelt didn't do a great job with the Patriots, but history should also deep down remember that he did a tremendous job with developing Milton and May in particular.
So, Tom, the last hot-button issue we didn't touch on, we're getting later in the process here. My guy Will Campbell still has short arms and small hands and never be drafted by Ted Johnson. Where are they going to get a left tackle who makes everybody feel good about the line and the offense and the chances this season?
Second round.
Ooh.
Take the Ursary kid. I mean, take the Ursary kid.
Just the way, the kid from Oregon, too, I think it was Connerly. Phil had mentioned yesterday, and he did a pod, and I lean on Phil because he's tremendous. He did one of his 38 mock drafts, and in this one, it's Kravis Hunter at 4 because two quarterbacks go in the top 4, which is what is seeming to be the case. The Giants, Titans, and Browns are all in the market. You could get 2 out of 3. Next thing you know, you're standing there with Kravis Hunter in front of you. If that's the case, you hold your breath, cross your fingers, and probably take the guy who can score touchdowns, even though he's never been a devoted offensive player, and then hope that he'll be happy to play offense for you and hope that he'll be quick on the uptake and be able to play over there for you. And then you worry about left tackle later on. I hate it. I loathe it. I think the Patriots have been held hostage by that position for so long. It should have been fixed last year. But Elliot Wolf was unable to do it. But I still would probably say, you know, you have to take Hunter there at 4 and then figure out a way to get back up and get a Membu, a Josh Simmons, a Connerly, or even a Wilf Campbell if he's sitting there. God knows, he might be sitting there until 16 with those stubby little arms.
Stubby little arms. Well, then go get your boy Myers. We need to bring your guy Myers back then, Tom.
Agree.
All right, Tom, we won't hold you up any longer. I know you want to get to the golf course and hitting
some putts in.
Yeah. All right, good luck with those. The short game, I hope it works out for you. We'll talk to you. Actually, I don't know if we'll talk to you next week. It's opening day next Thursday, so we might need to touch base on that. But good luck on the golf course.
All right, buddy boy.
See ya. Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, with everything you needed to know about the New England Patriots right now on a Thursday afternoon. Up next, we're going to revisit a couple of his comments and thoughts, because I like that he challenged Ted Johnson's theory a little bit on Drake May. That's up next here on WE.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
EEI Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I definitely think there's a chance they move him. But if Drake May is looking at Joe Milton as somebody who's about to swoop in and take his job, then he does not have the mental fortitude that I think he does. And I do think he has that kind of mental fortitude. He's got to be able to look at Joe Milton and say, I'm a better player than him. I'm more decisive. I actually move more quickly. I'm smoother in the pocket. And I'm only basing Joe Milton. God, who knows how he would have looked after 13 starts.
Everyone's missing a point.
Oh, boy. Ted Johnson not happy because Tom Curran here on WEEI Afternoons did not agree with him. So,
man
Ted,
in the yellow jacket.
Proceed, Ted.
Quickly, I'll hurry up. So, it's not about how Drake May perceives the, Joe Milton. It's how does Joe Milton acting? Is it in a way in which it's a healthy relationship? Is he supportive of Drake May, mm-hmm. or is there shenanigans going on? And it's also what the coaches think that Joe Milton's influence will be on Drake May. It's not what Drake May thinks. It's how Joe Milton's acting, and if the coaches think the Joe Milton's behavior might influence the kid in a negative way. That's the point.
Fair point. However, does this have, like, did this come from, like, like, was there a germ to all this? Was there a seed that was ever planted? Like, Joe Milton might... I see a lot of social media of the big throws, and
I'm trying to figure out. There's a lot of trade talks. Okay, I'm hearing Joe Milton thinks that he should be a starter. I read a report where he has said that, and I'm like, huh, okay, all right. Things are starting to. I've been in this game long enough to know that how dynamics work behind the scenes. It might feel as if Joe Milton, all the fans are love Joe Milton. I think if you were to do put a poll out there, what's the Q rating of Joe Milton versus Drake May? I'd be curious. Or just ask who they think should start the
season. I'm going to do it tomorrow, so tell me how you want it worded. Who do you like better? Who do you think is better? What do you want worded?
Do that. Who do you think is better at quarterback, Joe Milton or Drake May?
That'll be on my Twitter
tomorrow. And I'll be curious how people – I'm just – there's a lot of stuff out there that makes me think, I wonder if they feel like that's a good thing to have Joe Milton
Tell them about today's poll.
If that's not 90-10 – tomorrow? If that's not 90 for May,
I bet you it's not
10,
even close to that.
I have problems.
You think it's going to be 80-20?
I think it's
70-30.
No, it's going to be 60-40.
Okay, then everyone, then the whole fan base.
60% of the fan base.
Revoke everyone's season tickets.
I look forward to that. My poll today, by the way, was about should they trade Joe Milton, and the leader was 62% only if you get a third or better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third or better, not for anything below that.
That's a smart fan base.
Okay, because that's what I would do. If I could get a third, I think I would do it. 617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots, Joe Milton, Drake May. And you're going to like this subject line, Ted Johnson. John and Drake, it says, I stand with Ted. So go ahead, John.
Happy spring, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's beautiful out.
All righty. Absolutely. Ted, I'm 100% with you. I think the one play we left out earlier was Josh McDaniels in Denver with Brandon Marshall. Now, there's another diva wide receiver who he jettisoned pretty quickly out of Denver, sent him to Chicago, I think, after 1 year.
Yep.
I think we had some problems. I don't really think Devontae Adams is a diva wide receiver. As long as he's got Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football, he's okay. Mm-hmm. He did okay with Derek Carr, but once it was Garoppolo and the other cast of characters, he started to act up and couldn't stand Josh McDaniels. McDaniels has the same type of attitude that Kyle Shanahan has. Like you said, Teddy, they think they're the star of the offense, that you just go where you're supposed to be and the play is going to work. You're 100% right. I think he would probably have more problems with the diva wide receiver than even Drake May would.
All right, thanks for the call, John. I would just go back to, I don't know, and maybe you can think of more examples. Most diva, quote-unquote, wide receivers. Some people also think that's a racial term. I don't necessarily agree with that. That was brought up.
Diva wide receiver?
If you call a guy a diva, you're calling him black or some
carryover. I've never heard that.
So, okay, so I don't want to do
put
that.
Energy to it.
But there's most diva wide receivers, like he brought up Devontae Adams, when it's going well, when they're catching 100 balls for 1,200 yards and winning games, they're not divas. They become divas when the quarterback's not good, the winning isn't good, or they want a contract.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Here's another thing, too. It's the diva wide receiver with a young quarterback. It's not the diva wide receiver with a grizzled vet.
Right.
Or a team that has a lot of good leadership. This is a team still trying to find its way. Like, the culture hasn't been established. And so they're going to be very protective of that culture. And so they're gonna look at it differently than maybe other teams will, based on the profile of the team.
Can I throw another layer?
Quarterback. Yes,
can
sir.
I throw another layer to this? Young quarterback. What about young wide receivers? What if they still hold out hope that Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, or Kayshon Booty, or Pop Douglas? You got four guys that have less than 2 years of experience. If they're holding out hope that even two of those are good, you don't necessarily want them learning from what you consider a diva wide receiver, right? Now you got a bunch of divas on your team.
No. At least he'll show them how to do something right. Like, really.
Plus, they're already divas. They acted like divas last year.
Let me ask this. Who truly, like, what has Jalen Polk done? The answer is really nothing, obviously. Like, how could he not
benefit?
The best
hands in the NFL. Respect those hands.
How could he not? 12 for 87, two tutties, baby.
I mean, how many touchdowns do you score in the NFL? Put some respect on the man's
name. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But how could he not benefit from Steph Diggs being in that room? What's he going to get? How are you going to get a bad attitude over going 17 catches, 153 yards, three touchdowns?
I mean, I don't know, but I think they at least have a consideration in that area.
It's the Javon Bakers of the world they would probably worry about, if anything. But he has
Booty?
To earn that right. Nah.
I feel like Booty is the one that could be at the crossroads of either one more step and you're like, okay, he's kind of a good receiver, or he regresses and takes the path this way and you're like, oh, well, that progression ended.
Booty has a chance to actually be like a good NFL wide receiver.
I think he'd be a good receiver if you put him with somebody, a number one, like a veteran guy. If he's just kind of can do his thing on the other side of the field, catch those nice deep balls from Drake May every once in a while.
If it doesn't
work. Put a couple
work.
Overs on his yardage and his receptions.
He could actually probably tell you what parlay to play as well. The parlay kid's good at that. But if he's good, great. And if Steph Diggs isn't, you know what? You got so much money, cut him.
And all these players might be playing under new rules next year, Ted. It's your favorite segment of the show. Up next, we're talking rules change proposals. Next week, there will be the owners' meetings. This starts the process of whether some rules could get changed. So therefore, the tush push. Is it buh and is it buy or is it staying? You have a playoff format seating consideration, and you also have first downs, automatic on defensive holding and illegal contact. We'll talk about that up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.